Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
So much going on with yours truly since
wanted to end the summer, basically, but a lot has really transpired since the fall season has really kicked off, and it's pretty unexpected, actually. First of all, I just got to say thank you guys for all your support. You know, a lot has really been transpiring and blessed. First of all, got to say, there's a new woman in Rocket Life, yes. There's a new Lady Rocket out there, and she's been quite a supporter, quite a companion, quite a soulmate, and I am so happy about that. So I have to give her a shout out, of course, and God bless her, her family. She's got a beautiful family, phenomenal kids and everything. You know, she's been such a good supporter. She's been behind me from day one. And we are actually going on, well, tomorrow will be 1 month, officially 1 month of us being together. And it's been a beautiful month so far. Also, there's been so many different film projects that have been going on with yours truly. And it just seems like it can't stop. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like so much has happened in Rocket's way. You know, in Rocket's world. It just seems like it's been a whole lot going on. And I guess you could say there's a lot to be expected with that. So, before I get into that, I want to take this opportunity. We got some birthdays out there. Some birthday shout outs. Happy 27th birthday to Andy Dalton, Bengals quarterback. They finally got themselves a win after starting off 3-0 and, you know, playing some disappointing football. They had a bad loss at the Patriots a month ago. It was a bad loss, quite embarrassing, on national television. Of course, it wasn't just his fault, but, you know, he's doing what he can do, you know, the red light, based off of his red hair. That's what he's been called by Bengals fans. But basically, during the offseason, he received a 6-year extension up to about $150 million, and he had an amazing play in week 3 when he caught an 18-yard touchdown pass to route Tennessee 33-7. After that, it just seemed like the team had started to struggle a little bit. But they came on strong finally on Sunday. A little bit of controversy at the end of that game, but they came on strong a little bit. So, but he turned 27 today. And I got to say, you know, I still think that the Bengals could probably end up winning the AFC North. He's going to be a big reason if they do. And if they don't, too, that's you got to throw that in there as well. But, yeah, basically, it was his birthday today, so I got to say, happy 27th birthday to Andy Dalton, and best wishes and good luck to the Cincinnati Bengals organization going forward. Definitely. Absolutely. Also, happy birthday to Tommy Harris, who, this guy disappeared years ago. He disappeared. Spent time with Chicago, spent a lot of time from 2004 to 2010. Briefly was with the Colts on their practice squad, and then went over to the San Diego Chargers in 2011. And with that year, he played 13 games. He only had 2 sacks that season. But he did some nice things with Chicago. And within his time, he was a 3-time Pro Bowler, 2nd-team All-Pro. And throughout that time. Well, throughout his career, he finished with 226 career tackles, 31 and a half career sacks, and one INT. But he hasn't been in the league since then, and doesn't look like he's going to be back in the NFL. So I guess you could say he's moved on. Sometimes you get to that situation where you just stop playing in any sport. You know, it just happens. He's now the co-owner, though, of the Texas Outlaws of the new Fall Experimental Football League. And just a couple years ago, he experienced a tragedy. His wife, Ashley, had died. Basically, it was like some sort of a brain stroke or brain, aggravation or something. It was something, though, but either way, she passed away, and I got to say my prayers and thoughts go out to him and his family, because that's something that you never want to experience. You hate to see that happen. You really hate to see that to anybody, and I'm sorry that it had to happen to him. So, but happy birthday to Tommy Harris today, and I just want to say best wishes to you going forward for the rest of your career. He turns 31 today, by the way. Happy 31st birthday to Maurice Claret. This is a guy that never really got a chance to shine, never got a chance to capture something in the NFL. Basically, what happened was, this is what hurt him. Going back to his final year in college, basically, he had one good year. He played 1 year at Ohio State, 11 games in 2002. Ran for over 1,200 yards and 18 touchdowns. But he had a few issues. Getting into incidents with his position coach, officials, a lot of that other stuff. So in 2003, he was suspended after being charged with filing a false police report. He had filed a false claim with more than $10,000 in clothing, CDs, cash, and stereo equipment were stolen from a car he borrowed from a local dealership in September of that year. Basically, that was a lie. So, he also dealt with depression, he also dealt with alcoholism, you know, which is something you don't want to see a young college athlete go through. So, and in his attempt to enter the 2004 NFL draft, challenged the NFL's rule that a player must wait 3 years after graduating from high school to declare for the draft. A judge initially ruled, based on antitrust grounds, that the NFL could not bar him from participating in the draft. The decision was later overturned by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, and an opinion by the judge and his petition for certification, I guess, was refused by the Supreme Court. Basically, Mike Williams from the USC went through the same thing, basically. So we never really got a chance to see this kid play, unfortunately. We never really got a chance to see him shine. We never got a chance to see him enter. So, yeah, it was unfortunate. It was very unfortunate. But basically, he was drafted on day one in the 05 draft, the final pick of the third round by Denver. After many people feel he was falling in the final round, which is the second. So, but he never got a chance to really, he never got a chance to really, really play. Basically, during, he didn't have a great training camp, but he did sign a 4-year contract that year with the Broncos. Which he gave up $450,000 of guaranteed money to secure it in instead of blatant deal. So many disappointments and incidents with coaches, never playing a preseason game. He was actually cut at the end of August that year, only a month after signing his contract and before the playing a single down in the league. And he's never played a single down in the NFL. And, guy had just been going back to so many different situations and stuff. As of 2014, going back to February, he was invited back to Ohio State as part of the ceremony recognizing the national championship he played on. I'll be in there. He also spoke to an audience of more than 500 at the Archie Griffin Grand Ballroom in the Grand Union. Discussed his past troubles and his ongoing rehabilitation and the restoration of his reputation. Since then, it's kind of been seeing how the media really hasn't been doing much, but the folks out here, because kids can learn a lot from a guy like him. All you college athletes rushing kids like yourself, you can learn a lot from a guy like this. You really could. He also turned 31 today, and despite never really having a career, happy birthday to him. And I wish him the best in his future endeavors and anything else he's got going on with his life going forward. Happy 36th birthday to another former running back, Travis Henry, who we have seen play in the National Football League, including with Denver, which he finished his career with. From 01 to 04, he was with Buffalo, spent a couple years in Tennessee, and played the final year in 2007 with the Broncos. Finished his career with 6,086 rushing yards, with a 4.1 yards per carry average, and 38 rushing touchdowns. Back in August of 2008, he was suspended for at least 1 year by the NFL for violating the league's substance abuse policy. He was reinstated by the NFL following his release from prison in August of 2012. The guy had serious child support problems, and it's good to see him out of jail. Hopefully he's got his head on straight. Hopefully he's living a productive life now, and he's out there, you know, doing something with his life. At least I would hope he is. So, nonetheless, happy birthday to him, and I wish him nothing but the best. So, just getting back into yours truly's career aspect, like I said, I can't even begin to tell you what has been transpired. As of this fall season, I'm working on about 4 or 5 different film projects. I just wrapped up one which is called Suit and Tie. You can catch that on YouTube. Directed and written by the talented young Whitney Wagner, who is a 17-year-old upcoming filmmaker. She's already done 2 projects, the other being Balloons, in which I also appeared in. And she's working on a 3rd right now. So she's a brilliant, brilliant talent. She's upcoming. I'm also going to be working with her in this other upcoming film called Two-Face, which is written and directed by my man Louis Griggs. He basically has been putting the word out in regards to that film project. Basically, what's been going on is we just had our table read this past weekend at the NPI Film School in Troy, Michigan, and I'm looking forward to working on that film. So, also I got coming up is a Wayne State project called Hey, which is directed and written by Caitlin Maitland. In that film, I actually have a double role, playing a reporter and also playing a doctor. So this will be the first time I'll be playing a dual role, basically, in the film project. So I'm happy to be able to do that. Also got another short film coming up called Artistic Integrity, directed and written by Michael Schlotz. Looks like I'm going to have a great time working with those guys. Those are phenomenal individuals. Went to audition for them a few weeks back, and they're just phenomenal guys. Just phenomenal guys. It's a short film. I have a really, really small part in it, but nonetheless, I'm looking forward to working with those guys. It sounds like it's going to be a great project. Also, in the movie Two-Face, I'm going to be playing an EMT member. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I had already played EMT in a film early this year called 90 Days. That was an honor. Also, recently, I have been trying out for a bunch of different auditions. Looks like I'm going to be in this TV show called Linwood Avenue. Big up to my man, Devon Holly, who I'm going to be meeting up with later this week. Basically, to try out. Looks like I got a guaranteed position, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got cooking with that project. And then a few other films as well. One of them being a digital And this is the one I've been excited about the most. It's called, it's a digital action series called Wicked City Girls. Don't let the name fool you. It ain't what you think it is. It's basically a movie about superheroes and super villains. It's directed, written by the talented Jessica Porter. And in this, I'm finally going to bring my Rocket personality and alter ego to life. I am so, so excited about it. I cannot begin to tell you. I really do not. So, and I've been putting the word out for a casting call. So, ladies, if you're in the Michigan area, or if you come to Michigan, work. I'm looking for a female cyborg counterpart. Please feel free to get back to yours truly. You can email me at christian.adams@yahoo.com. That's christian.adams@yahoo.com. Send me your resume if you have one, headshot, or just contact me. Just, you know, I look for enthusiastic people. You don't have to be experienced. It really isn't necessary. But, I want to hear from you anyway. I definitely want to hear from you. So let me know. Let me know. Contact me. The deadline is this upcoming Sunday. We're looking to shoot within the next week or two. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you can go to the website of the film project. It's called WickedCityGirls.com. And on there, you can see a whole lot of different things. Check out some of the characters. One of them, my good friend Sonny Cruz, is in there as well, and he plays a very interesting character. So I'm looking forward to working with him again. You can find out more about the character's background. You can check out the link to the YouTube page, as well as other collaborations that they've done. And you can also contact them as well. There's a lot of the basic information that they got going on. So it's a start. This is something I'm definitely excited about, and I'm blessed. I am so blessed. Blessed. I really am. I'm excited for this. Definitely excited for this. So, So we got that. So I got that coming up. Recently, I auditioned for a reality comedy show called You Could Be Funnier. It's by one of my mentors, Ken Van Camp, who has been having tryouts basically for 3 weeks from the end of September to early October. And basically what it is that it's a comedy show where it's going to feature a lot of different types of talent. So it's going to be almost like a reality competitive show with different things going on. So be on the lookout for that, because yours truly may also be contributing in that show as well. So I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like it's going to be a fun project to do. So I am really, really excited about that. Either way, I can't wait. I can't wait. So it sounds like it's going to be fun. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm very, very excited for that. So I can't wait to see how this is going to turn out. So, yeah. Yeah, we are definitely going to make it happen. We're definitely going to make it happen. So there's so much that's happening. So much that's happening with the project and everything. And, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to be said about it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. And I can't wait. I can't wait to work with so many different people. Recently, I had a student film project that I was in called Reflux that appeared. They showed the screening, basically, at the MPI Film School. Well, it was an MPI student film, and they showed it at the Imagine Theater in Novi just a couple weeks ago. I wasn't there. I wasn't able to be there, but I did get some positive feedback from that, and the people who were part of that project, my man Phil Rossi, who directed it and was the lead actor in it, basically got some great positive feedback. So I was happy about that. I was very, very happy about that. So basically that's something else that's been happening. like I said, I got so many projects coming up, and there's been a lot of auditions coming up and everything. And usually, this is the time of the year that yours truly kind of, I guess you could say, puts the foot on the brake a little bit, doesn't do a whole lot in the industry, you know, with the weather changing and all that other stuff, you know, maybe focusing a little bit more on the workforce a little bit and getting other things done. But that doesn't seem to be the case now. So either way, I'm blessed. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to seeing how everything is going to turn out. This is something that I have been waiting on for so long. I'm excited. And again, this is what we do. You know, this is what we do. So what more do you need to know? What more do you need to know? So, you know, we're making it happen. And, yeah, it's to be expected. So it's what we do. And, yeah, we're gonna make it happen. We're going to make it happen. That's what we do. That is what we do. So, so once again, thank you guys for all your support. I can't begin to stress that enough to a lot of people. I'm excited about what lies ahead, and yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see how everything is going to look. You know, this is, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's really exciting. So, also, I wanted to take this opportunity to send a special shout out to one of my film other comedy mentors, Dave Lando, who's going to be a dad real soon. Now, around the time that I did the last show, we had the movie called The King, our comedy picture. I had promoted it a few times on this show. It came out. We shown it at we showed the first screening at the Maynard Theater in Royal Oak. Fantastic show. Fantastic project. The audience was really into it. They loved it. They loved my performance as well. They loved the show. A lot of comedians came out and supported it. It was fun. It was a fun project to do. We shot it last year. We got it done, and we finally showed it this year. And I was just amazed, man. I was amazed that seeing myself on the big screen again, because I've seen myself, well, actually, four times now I've been on the big screen this year. And about six times throughout my career I've been on the big screen. So how about that? God works, doesn't it? So, but shout out to Dave Lando. A lot has been going on with him this year. I'm so happy for him and everything he's been doing. And coming up, there's just a whole lot. This Thursday night, you can catch yours truly performing the stand-up at Big Tommy's Comedy Club in Novi. It's off of Grand River in between Tagus Peak and Meadowbrook Road. If you haven't been there, you should come check it out. It's a nice little comedy spot. It really is. It's a pretty cool spot. Also, we got a comedy crew that's going to be coming up called Detroit Jokers. It's got my uncle, Andrew Black Calhoun. Got my man, Masai Jenkins. Both of those guys I've worked with recently in Spanish Plate. The original Boss Lady back in 2011. Black and I also work in Vanessa Lynn's Spanish Plate, Soul Custody. And also, be on the lookout for that Black Jesus web series coming out next year, which will be based off the spinoff of the Soul Custody Play. And also, my man, Stefan Terrell. So, we got that happening. And, so yeah, so stay tuned, Rocket Nation. And as we come to the end of the shot, again, thank you all for your never-ending support. So much is happening with Rocket, and so much more is also going to be happening. So, stay tuned. This is just the beginning. A lot is going to be happening. In the meantime, buckle up, get ready for a proper trip. I'm going to see y'all next week. Good luck to all your teams this upcoming week in the NFL. And we'll be back next week to focus more on the NFL and the NBA. The first week of NBA action, the league kicked off last night. So stay tuned, get ready for a power trip. See y'all next time.